comes with rejection. Rejection is not a salesperson's issue. That's right. I just told you that rejection is actually not confined to sales. It is part of the human condition. This is what you have to do, rework your thinking. It's part of the human condition. Rejection is just part of being on this planet. A guy once told me, man, I couldn't be in sales because I don't like rejection. I'm like, bro, you need to check off a planet Earth. Like literally, you got to figure out how to detach from gravity, because planet Earth is about people telling you no. Rejection is part of the human condition, and an experience or an illusion. It's an illusion created by the person experiencing it. If you don't like rejection, well, that just makes you more normal. I mean, who would? Who would be like, dude, I love rejection. I like being told no. It makes me excited. You're psychotic. If you don't like rejection, that just makes you a normal person. I don't want you to think about, oh, you're weak or insecure or you can't handle it or you're not made out for sales because you don't like rejection. Nobody does. I've never met anyone who likes rejection. I've never met anybody like, oh, yeah, I dig it. I like being told no. I'd much rather people just say, yeah, I'll buy it. Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, that sounds right to me, but that's not the real world. Also, if you think you can avoid rejection, again, folks, you're on the wrong planet. Gravity, by its very nature, is a form of rejection. Otherwise, we'd all be flying around, which we should be, right? The fact that that gravity holds you down, you might see that as a positive thing, but the reality is, man, just imagine if it was just half the amount of gravity, you could just like jump around. You wouldn't even need automobiles or planes. If there's something you want and you ask someone to help you with it and that person then declines you, gravity, then you experience rejection. So you either walk away disappointed, rejected, sad, or you see my four-year-old, she gets all disappointed. I was negotiating with her last night. I didn't give her, hey, Papa, give me some gum. I said, baby, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you all my gum if you give me two packs of gum. I was negotiating. I'm trying to teach her. And then when we started playing the game, she started crying. Because she didn't get what she wanted. I don't know where she learned that from. I didn't teach her how to cry. She's not watching her mom and daddy walk around crying all the time every time they don't get what they want. She immediately didn't get what she wanted, felt rejected, uses emotions to try to handle the situation. So look, when you get told no, you either walk away disappointed, rejected, or sad, or you could dig in, not dig in too deep, and figure out how to get that person that just told you no to support what it is you want. Now, this is a skill that you have to develop. This is going to come from training, practicing, drilling, rehearsing. You need to practice and drill people telling you no, rejecting you. For example, if a homeless person rejected when he gets told no for the moment he asks for a quarter, hey, how about a quarter, man? Quarter and a cigarette. Well, what's he do? How's he handle this? He gets told no for asking for a quarter. Maybe. What he needs to do is change his presentation and his offer. You know, he doesn't need to change his clothes. I say this all the time. Man, a homeless guy, you would never ask a homeless guy to change his clothes or go take a bath. That's not the problem. When a rich boy asks a girl out and the girl says no, and by the way, he's rich, was he rejected? Maybe she doesn't want to go out with a rich boy. Maybe she thinks rich boys get everything they want, or my family's going to think less of me, or my brother's going to make fun of me, or somebody's going to call me a gold digger. You see, many of you think the rich boy just gets whatever he wants, but the truth is there's a lot of good girls out there who would be like, nope, because of whatever. Was he rejected in that moment? Maybe he just needs to change his presentation or his offer. Or maybe he needs to come off like he's not a rich guy. Maybe the rich guy, the thing that many poor people think, oh boy, if I was rich, I could get anything I wanted. Maybe not. See, in this case, I just took two extremes. One was a homeless guy and the other was a rich guy. And they both got told no. See, I think the experience of rejection as an emotion, that's what I do. I say, is this an emotion? Is this a logical response? Should I get sad like my daughter did? Is actually what happens to a person that has low responsibility. A low responsibility level results in people getting emotional. My daughter crying means she doesn't know how to do this. So what does she do? She knows how to cry. She ran out of material. Papa said, I'll give you 13 pieces of gum. I want all of your gum, 26 pieces. She says, no, Papa, that's not fair. And I said, yeah, that's the deal. And she started crying. It's because she's not trained. So what does she do? She goes to what she knows. She cries. She makes sense of not getting what she wants. She got sold. She quit selling because she's not experienced. This happens to everybody. It's happening to you, I guarantee. You want to go to the next level, you have to learn how to handle this thing called rejection, this emotion. See, I think the experience of rejection as an emotion is actually what happens with people that have low responsibility. And just because you have low responsibility doesn't make you a bad person. Because a person with high responsibility would actually say, hey, I could actually raise my responsibility higher, right? A person with low responsibility would actually take offense to me saying they have low responsibility. You get it? A person with high responsibility would say, what? Yeah, I probably am lower than I should be. See, I don't get what I want. So now I'm going to feel sorry for myself. I'm going to label it rejection, even though why do we even call it that? I mean, really, why do you call it that? You don't have anything to define this as rejection, but you did say this is rejection, but you have no litmus test, no chemical test, no blood test, no urine test to say, oh, he said no, and that's rejection. You're the one that decided this is rejection. Look, ain't nothing happening to you. Remember that in the 10X rule? There's nothing happening to you. It's happening because of you. Quit acting like a victim. Change your positioning. He says no. That didn't happen to me. It happened because of me. Man, if you could get this one point, it'd be unbelievable for you as a professional salesperson. People don't tell you no because of their position. They tell you no because of what you presented. How you handle rejection is the key. We're going to slice this off as this one CD, okay, that we're going to offer to people. Rob, make a note to Polly. This is going to be awesome for him. You can keep all this in there too, Robert. Don't even worry about taking this out right here. Look, how you handle rejection is the key. Try to avoid it and you're doomed. You're done. You're finished. You're going to withdraw. You see, because the moment I say, oh, they rejected me, I'm actually pulling away from an event. If you start to think less of your product or offer after you were told no, even slightly less about your product or offer after being told no, then you're being sold on someone else's agenda, which, oh, by the way, they're probably not even completely convinced of. Grant, what are you talking about? You're driving in the car right now listening to me, or you're at your house, or you downloaded this on your phone and you weren't quite paying attention. Check it out, what I'm telling you. Cat told you no about your house. You had your house on the market, and the guy says, that's way overpriced, okay? And he left. And you're sitting there in the kitchen thinking, oh, man, tell your wife, oh, wow, the house is overpriced. You're actually thinking about lowering the price. See, you're withdrawing. You've been affected emotionally by this guy's input. He sold you on his agenda. He, by the way, you don't know this, goes down the street and looks at two other houses and realizes, man, that guy Cardone, man, his house is really priced fairly. It's a nice kitchen, nice view, big garage. I love the way the master bedroom was. The kitchen was really taken care of. Man, that's really a good deal over there compared to these other two houses. See, he temporarily had something come out of his face saying your price is too high. You bought it. You feel a bit rejected. That's what rejection is. You bought it. See, when you're told no or not yet or we bought from someone else, have you been rejected really? You'll only feel rejection as a negative sensation, emotion, if you do not take full responsibility for your situation. You will only feel rejection as a negative sensation and emotion if you don't take full responsibility for the situation. When I'm told no, I don't equate it with rejection. What I do is I start to think, I don't think less of my product or my offer because of it. I know, oh, wow, man, I'm having this moment. He said no, I could feel rejection. See, when I'm told no, I don't equate it with that. I'm conscious and aware and responsible that could happen. I look at what I could do differently next time to earn the business. How could I be more effective next time? How could I debrief right now after the sale? With our program, Cardone University, we actually encourage salespeople. There's thousands of salespeople that use that program to debrief after a sale. I didn't make the sale. They said no. They said they needed to think about it. They went and bought from somebody else. I can actually go into the platform on my phone, my iPad, or my computer, pop in, boom, what do I do? Payment buyer. I got to think about it. I bought from somebody else. What can I do to debrief that situation so next time I can be better at that position? How can I be more effective? How can I turn this person into a buyer next time? No one says to you, get ready. I'm about to reject you. Okay? Bone up. I'm about to tell you no. See, you're creating this illusion. I want to sell you that you're creating this illusion that you're being rejected. Rejection is experienced by those unwilling to be responsible for the outcome. Rejection is experienced by those unwilling to be responsible for the outcome. Tweet me at Grant Cardone. That one statement right there, and I'll know you're reading the book. Rejection is experienced by those unwilling to be responsible for the outcome.